We are dope and down, so let's go back to the 90s. I'm your dank host, Darian. Right after this break, we are flashing back to this date in 1992.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to the plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Driving has a rhythm all its own. Don't wreck it with a text. Before you get behind the wheel, silence your phone. Or better yet, designate a texter. For more text-free driving tips, visit stoptextstopwrecks.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
No, my son's is much bigger. Ah!
Sylvester Stallone.
Put a machine gun off the back of a van?
And Estelle Getty.
I wanted it to be a surprise.
It is!
Stop.
On my mobile, shoot!
It was a Wednesday on February 26th, 1992. At age 16, the PGA was one day away from getting the youngest golfer in 35 years. This kid's name was Tiger Woods. George Bush and Dan Quayle had the government in tip-top shape. Minimum wage was $4.25 an hour. Mr. Big had a number one smash with To Be With You. And Wayne's World was at the top of the box office beating out Sylvester Stallone's Stop or My Mom Will Shoot. That's my time, 90s friends. If you'll excuse me, I'm going to party on with Wayne and Garth. Excellent. I'll catch you tomorrow with another 90s flashback.